This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, still the greatest nation on God's green earth, despite the fact that we have been going through some difficult times. I think everybody can acknowledge that. There is one particular commentator, a very, very respected, profoundly respected conservative, who has written a column that says that we are in a downward spiral and it may not be reversible. That is a very, very real problem. We will get to that column by George Will, circulating and ricocheting around the country. We will also deal with some of the cancel culture problems that we have right now in this country. Problems involving, one of the leading scholars in the country, Steven Pinker, who was a recent guest on this show. Why? Well, you really honestly won't believe it. It's because he doesn't treat crackpot theories with enough respect. And speaking of crackpot theories, there is more on the defense of Nick Cannon and the elevation of Louis Farrakhan. We'll talk to Jonathan Tobin of National Review about why it is the Democrats seem unable to distance themselves from Louis Farrakhan, despite his marketing of not only crackpot theories, but of profound racism that is at least as bad as any of the racism put forward by the likes of David Duke. We'll also be talking about a museum director who lost his job. Why? Because he assured people while he was outlining all of the steps that he's planning to take to have more diversity in the collection, he said, but we'll still have room for some paintings by white painters, too. White male painters. Ah! He's gone. So what is going on? We'll speak about that with someone who's reported on this particular incident. And we'll also be speaking coming right up with Gerald Seib of the Wall Street Journal. And Gerald is one of the smartest political heads in the country. He's reporting on a new poll. The poll is just filled with bad news for President Trump. I mean, he's definitely losing support. I don't think there's doubt about it. But Gerald Seib will talk about the path to turn it around that Trump faces. That path apparently will not include a full convention in Jacksonville, Florida, or anything like it. They're changing plans. Nor will it include a campaign by Kanye West for the presidency of the United States. That's probably good news for the Republic. We'll talk about the death of the dream less than a month after it was announced by Kanye West that he was planning to run. First up, there's some terrible news. And it's news that has to do profoundly, it seems to me, with double standards. And they're double standards that are based on one thing. They're based on racism. And yes, racism goes in all directions. It doesn't just go in one direction. This news just posted literally an hour ago. King County detectives shot and killed a man suspected in a stabbing this morning. This was following a confrontation near Shorewood High School, according to the sheriff's office. The confrontation began at 6 a.m. when a 62-year-old man who had been out for a walk with his dog, was coming home, walking into his own driveway. He called 911 at 6 a.m. because as he and his dog, which is a German Shepherd, were walking into the driveway, both he and the dog were stabbed by an unknown man in his 20s. The man noticed he was being followed, and he was stabbed in the back as he walked up the driveway to his home. As the victim turned, he was stabbed again along with a German Shepherd. The victim was rushed to Harborview Medical Center in stable condition, and his dog is stable at the vet. According to the sheriff's office, more 911 calls started to come in after the stabbing, with additional witnesses reporting a man with a large chef's knife. One man told dispatchers he was attacked by the same suspect but was able to fight him off. Detectives located a man armed with a knife a short time later. That led to a confrontation. Authorities say that the detectives shot the suspect, who was holding the large knife, who had already attacked several people. They then performed CPR until shoreline fire medics arrived, and the man with a knife was pronounced dead at the scene. Okay, what did I not mention there? I mentioned nothing about race. I have no idea what the race of the victim was, or the race of the police officer, or the race of the guy with the knife. And the point is, why should it matter? This is just as horrifying a story. It's just as clear a story that the police were doing their job. I mean, if you have a report of a guy who's already knifed somebody, and then he's there with the knife, and there are other reports coming in, and there's a guy in a quiet neighborhood who is literally stabbing people, what are police supposed to do? Really, other than to disarm him and arrest him immediately. It's what you expect. The police, by the way, to their enormous credit, they arrived within 2 minutes of this report coming in. Now, again, I don't know what the race of the dead man is, and I don't care, frankly. But the whole world cares enormously, because if it turns out that this suspect was African American, this will be national news. It just works that way. And it's profoundly wrong. It's disgusting, in fact. And I think about that because of another local case. There's information now on the killer. And he is a killer. And he's, by the way, admitted it. The killer of the hero cop who was on a training mission. He had just gotten into the police department. His name is Jonathan Shoup. He's 32 years old. He's dead. And the only decent coverage I've seen of it is in a very local newspaper. This is in Bothell, Washington. It's a town of 45,000. And the Everett Herald, which is the largest paper in Snohomish County, Washington, has this report, and it's by far the best report on this case. A man accused of killing a Bothell police officer and wounding another officer in the head shouted, "Come on, pig," at least twice as he raised a pistol and opened fire, according to documents filed in court yesterday. Henry Eugene Washington, who's 37, also phoned a police department in Junction City, Kansas, and admitted to the killing while hiding out from police on a roof near the scene of the homicide. Okay, he also told this police department in Junction City, Kansas, he only recently in the Seattle area, he has a Texas driver's license, and of course he's homeless. The killer apparently made that phone call, and he told the police in Junction City, Kansas, that he had killed a cop. He also said he had run over babies. He actually ran over a guy who's 20 who has a broken leg. Who knows if he'll be better? He's still hospitalized, of course. In any event, this guy told the police that I did it in self-defense because I was afraid that the police officers would take my marijuana and my guns. This is a guy who was posed with machetes and guns in his social media accounts a lot, and also has posed with one banner once that says Black Lives Matter. Does the life of the police officer who was killed here Does that matter equally? We will be right back on the MedVed Show with more on this case. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, does it make any sense? Does it show any decency? Does it show any morality at all to be obsessively concerned with situations in which white police officers harm, especially kill, black suspects? That's an obsession. But when the far more common death of black people at the hands either of other black people or other civilians, that is much, much less a concern. Why is it that right now we have this mistaken idea that there's a huge surge, this terrible plague of police violence? There isn't. There's the same kind of tragic toll that we saw in Bothell, Washington earlier this week of a 32-year-old officer, former Coast Guard member. He had just joined the Bothell Police Department. He left a job at Amazon to work for the Bothell Police Department because he wanted to give back to the community. And on a training mission, Officer Jonathan Shoup was killed. And yes, he was white. And yes, the perpetrator, Henry Washington, was black. Okay, here's the story. A man accused of killing a Bothell police officer and wounding another shouted, "Come on, pig," at least twice, as he raised a pistol and opened fire, according to documents filed in court yesterday. Henry Eugene Washington, 37, also called the police department in Junction City, Kansas, and admitted to the killing while hiding out from police on a roof near the scene of the homicide. According to detective's report filed in court, Officer in Training Jonathan Shoup, 32, pulled over an eastbound Pontiac G6 that had no license plates. That's around 9:40 p.m., just as it's getting dark. That was Monday. This Monday. So on Highway 522, right when you come off the 405 and you're driving into Bothell, Shoup approached the driver's side of the car, and then the driver sped off. And just yards from there, he struck a 20-year-old man on a scooter in a crosswalk, leaving him with a broken leg and other injuries. A witness recorded a black man, this is a witness with a camera, identified as Washington, walking in a hurried manner to the front of the police car before firing at least two shots, according to the court papers. A series of quieter shots followed, believed to be an officer returning fire. Another unnamed witness with a wider view of the incident reportedly recounted hearing Washington saying, "Come on, pig," at least twice before opening fire. The witnesses told police the shooter in a gray tank top then ran north from the scene as the police car rolled into his Pontiac and kept rolling until it came to rest against a tree. The gunfire killed Officer Shoup, who was driving the car, and it wounded his field training officer in the passenger seat. Both officers suffered gunshot wounds to the head. The man on the scooter, who's 20, is expected to survive. So is the training officer. Around 3:40 a.m. on Tuesday, so it's the same night, officers finally found Washington, who had been hiding out for hours on the roof of a nearby business. He fell while trying to climb between two buildings and became trapped and then surrendered, according to police. Police said they found a handgun in Washington's pants. Now, who is this guy? In the meantime, the Junction City Police Department received a call from someone who identified himself as Henry Washington in Washington State. According to a recording of the call, Washington admitted to running over babies and shooting a Bothell police officer in self-defense. Suspect confirmed that he had made that phone call. He also said he was acting in defense of himself against police taking his vehicle, his marijuana, and his gun. Can we agree that somebody like this should not have a gun? His criminal record includes convictions for stalking in 2012, attempting to elude police in 2013, making a criminal threat in 2015, assaulting a law enforcement officer as recently as 2017. But this is in all different states. He's a homeless guy. He's wandering around. On the official police reports, it says, residents, homeless. Though he has enough wherewithal to post all kinds of stuff on social media. On his Facebook page, Washington had posted what appeared to be a selfie, though the gun-wielding man in the photo is wearing a kind of ski mask a headlamp, ear protection, and gloves, framed with the slogan, Black Lives Matter. He did that on July 3rd. There are also lots of pictures of Washington holding a machete beside another black man pointing a gun at the camera, a hand fanning out a thick wad of $20 bills, bags full of cannabis, and perks, which is slang for Percocet, and a selfie where he's holding a pistol in the bathroom mirror. His post suggests he worked as a certified road flagger in Arizona as recently as January. Then he posted a picture of CenturyLink Field in Seattle on April 7th with no caption or explanation. Okay, concerning the other shooting we were talking about, the one in Shoreline, where a guy with a knife, it turns out it was a homeless guy with a knife, was stabbing various people, assaulting various people. Here, the report from Cairo TV says, we could hear the police say, drop the knife, drop the knife. So said a guy named Billy Hoffman, who lives in the apartment complex where the 62-year-old man was stabbed, along with his dog. Hoffman said he also heard tires screeching and gunfire erupt. It was rapid fire, probably about five shots. It went bap, 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 Hoffman described. Hoffman said the suspect is well known to the neighborhood and believes the suspect is homeless. What a shock. The Bothell police killer. The Everett Herald reports a woman identified as Washington's mother reportedly told another Seattle TV station, Como, that her son has mental health issues. Perfect. So you allow him to live on the streets in Seattle. You allow him to drive around with his gun. But let me ask you, does anybody question the idea that the reason you have police, and this is the first police officer ever killed in the history of Bothell, Washington, there's no other. It's confirmed now by the Everett Herald. Okay. Do you want police, if they see a black Pontiac G6 with no license plates, none, it's just cruising around at sunset, and are they right to stop that car and figure out what's going on? With the real possibility that the guy in the car could be a crazy homeless criminal, felon, with marijuana and perks and a gun? You would think so. Law and order is going to be a legitimate issue in the election. It has to be. Could it change the current drift against President Trump? We'll talk about that with Gerald Seib, the executive Washington editor for the Wall Street Journal, coming right up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus cases continue to rise in Texas, Florida, California, and Arizona. Three of those states share one thing in common. They all share a border with Mexico. And according to Dr. Scott Atlas, it's no coincidence that we're seeing a rise in cases along the border.
When you look at the analyses of the border counties, there's a tremendous amount of cases coming over the border and exchanging with families in the northern Mexico state.
Atlas speaking there on Fox News. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says politicians in Portland, Oregon are enabling a mob of protesters. Wolf posted a lengthy timeline of damage he says violent anarchists have caused in the past 47 days. Local businesses saying they've lost $23 million because of looting and rioting. This is USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On the Michael Medved Show, it's very clear President Trump knows he needs to reset his presidential campaign if he's going to pull off another upset like he did in 2016. He just replaced his campaign manager. And you may remember he did that very dramatically when he got rid of Paul Manafort last time. And Paul Manafort now serving time. So what does he do? How does he reset? Where does the new Trump campaign go? There's a Wall Street Journal poll that's out today. And it's this, of course, one of the most respected polls in the country. It's a Wall Street Journal NBC News poll. It shows Trump's deficit to Joe Biden declining steadily. Gerald Seib, you've spoken about this, and I think you rightly point out the most worrisome thing to President Trump is the poll shows 50% of voters say there is no way. They say we wouldn't even consider voting for Donald Trump. So what does he do to address those few voters who might be persuadable?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. Secondly, that is a fascinating finding. You know, we asked a different kind of question in this poll, and as you suggest, we asked, what are the chances you would vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Not just who are you going to vote for if you're voting today, but what are the chances you would vote for? And 50% of the people we surveyed, all, among all voters, said there's no chance that I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. 37% said there's no chance I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. Well, two things you can learn from that. First of all, that's a terrible number for any candidate to have. If you start out with half the country already saying there's no chance, you've got no margin for error, literally. But there's still 4 months almost to go, in a long way. That could change. But it makes you think the key, for starters, for the Trump people is for the people who are still up for grabs, that 13% who aren't locked in one way or the other. And I went in and had a look at those people and who they really are. And, you know, it's a kind of, it should be a Trump-friendly kind of audience. They're more men than women. They're more Republican than Democrat. They're younger rather than older, by and large, and a lot of them are in the South. Now, young voters aren't a particularly good demographic for President Trump, but we all, I think, know that. But obviously men are, even more obviously Republicans are, and the South is a very strong area for him. So for starters on the road back for the Trump campaign, if there's to be a road back, you start by converting some of those people who are available to you into Trump supporters.
Except he got 46% last time and won the election. And regardless of how these votes are distributed in terms of the Electoral College, for him to get 46% this time, based on where he is now, wouldn't he also need really to persuade some of those people who currently say there's no way I'll vote for Trump?
He would. He would. He definitely needs to persuade some of those people. And
what do you think the best way to do that is?
Well, I think if you talk to people in Trump world, one of the things they will tell you is that the first way to start doing that is to look more active on the coronavirus problem. I think there's a fear among a lot of people who support President Trump and people who advise him that he is now looking as if he's either A, only reacting to the coronavirus problem, or B, dismissing it. And I think there's some people in Trump world who wish he was being much more proactive, showing more leadership, and that's where the comeback starts. They also think the law and order message works on some of those 50% of people, particularly, for example, suburban women who don't want to vote for him but might be persuaded by that. And then, you know, the ultimate ace in the hole for him has always been that by September and October, the economy is looking a lot better, and he's getting credit for that, and he has some resonance with the idea that you want a businessman like me to dig us out, to pull us out of this economic ditch. So those are the things that have to happen. But there needs to be a change in the dynamic versus what we're seeing right now for that to happen. I don't think there's any way. These trend lines do not lead to victory for him.
Okay. One of the things that you talked about here, and it's something I don't entirely figure out. The young people, voters 18 to 34, which big slice of the electorate. Trump right now is losing those people by 39 points. He's losing them 3-1. Surely, and right now, and he's not winning among elderly people. He's tied among elderly people. So what does he do to try to young up the campaign a little bit to have a message that's going to resonate more with young voters below the age of 35?
Well, you know, I think they're sensitive to the economy. I mean, they're in a terrible job market right now, worse than any other age demographic. So I think they're very sensitive to the economy. I think the other thing to remember about that 18 to 34 demographic is that they really are not, as you said, he's way in the hole with them, but they're not enthused about Joe Biden. I mean, one of the things the Biden campaign has to worry about with those folks is less that they vote for Donald Trump than that they simply don't show up and vote at all. And, you know, a young person who doesn't show up for Joe Biden is effectively a vote for Donald Trump in some ways. We saw some of that in 2016. So that's the first thing. With older Americans, that is a group that, as this shouldn't surprise anybody, is exceptionally worried about the coronavirus. It's the ultimate vulnerable population. And so I think that the road back with those people starts with what I mentioned a minute ago, which is looking more proactive and more effective on the coronavirus front. You know, there is one other ace in the hole we have to remember, and you just referred to it, which is that he does not have to win a majority of the popular vote to win the Electoral College. I mean, he could lose the popular vote by 3-4, maybe even 5 percentage points and still win the Electoral College. It would be hard, and it wouldn't be good for the country probably, but it's possible. And, you know, increasingly I think it looks as if he's going to have an Electoral College strategy more than a popular vote strategy.
And with that strategy in mind, I mean, you've looked at these internals like nobody else, and I really do every week. I appreciate your analysis on the state of the campaign. But for President Trump to turn it around and win that Electoral College victory, at least, do you can you name two groups of voters there where he really should focus intently?
Well, look, I think he has to start winning back some moderately Republican suburban women. I mean, there's been huge erosion for him with that group. It's not never going to be a wildly pro-Trump group, but it was a good enough group for then candidate Trump in 2016 to allow him to put the pieces together in those key swing states of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. He's got to do better among suburban women. You know, as I said, many of those are moderately, nominally Republicans, but they're not acting that way when it comes to Donald Trump. That's the first thing. The second thing I think he has to do is find some hidden Trump voters. And if they're hidden Trump voters, they probably are working class white males who are, if they show up to vote, a very good audience for him. In that case, I don't think he has to turn people around so much as find, register, and activate people. And one of the things the Trump campaign will say, and I don't know if it's true, but it may be because it turned out to be true in 2016, is that there's still a hidden Trump vote. People like that, particularly working class white males who don't normally engage in the political process, who can still be found, activated, and brought out. And if that's true, he better do it.
A lot of people, those people are Roman Catholic. They would be electing only the second Roman Catholic president in our history if they elected Joe Biden. He hasn't played on that yet. Do you think he will?
He will. If you go on the Joe Biden website, I'm a Catholic myself, so I pay attention to this. If you go on the Joe Biden website, he has an entire page devoted to Joe Biden's view of Catholics and his own view of Catholicism and what it means to be a Catholic voter in America today. So wow. He's not going to play on it hard, but it'll not be unnoted, I would say.
And that's Gerald Seib, whose brilliant analysis I actually find invaluable, talking about a poll that right now shows President Trump in a hole. I mean, he's just in a serious hole in the election. But determined to get out with a new campaign manager. What's the focus going to be? Well, one of the focuses is going to be on the abuse of this racial issue by Democrats. I am sure that's the case. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Michael Medved Show. I hope you take advantage of the great savings. It's $20. That's really a lot of savings in today's world that you can save on a year's subscription to this radio show. And that means you get 24/7 access to any part of the show that you want, everything that you want. You get 50% discount for a full year to any of the history programs at MedvedHistoryStore.com. And it's all for the cost of 11 cents a day. It's much less than normal if you use the promo code SUMMER40. That's SUMMER40. We're celebrating a beautiful summer. You should use the summer to enrich your perspective on current affairs, not just despair in their direction. That's go to MichaelMedved.com, MichaelMedved.com, or MedvedHistoryStore.com. Use the promo code SUMMER40 for big savings. Let me go to Peter in Seattle. Peter, you're on the Medved Show.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Hello? Yes.
Hey,
I want to repeat something
right
Joe
here.
Biden said that I think is worth repeating. He said that we're fighting a war against a virus, and it's patriotic to ask Americans to make sacrifices, especially to help other Americans.
Uh-huh. And so what do you want to focus? What do you want to focus on that statement, which is kind
all,
of political
Americans,
boilerplate?
All Americans, black, white, Latino, nursing care people. The point is he wants to include everybody. I think it's time for that.
Okay, I don't think President Trump would disagree with that, do you?
Well, why doesn't he say it? I'd like to hear him say it.
Okay, you don't have to talk to me. I don't think President Trump has handled any aspect of the coronavirus well. I mean, yes, it was good that he put a ban on Chinese travel to the United States relatively early. But the United States, the federal government, could definitely have handled the coronavirus better. And it's completely outrageous. I don't know if you're following this. Peter Navarro, who is the president's top trade advisor, he is a White House staffer. He's on the White House payroll, placed a piece saying, attacking Anthony Fauci in USA Today and saying Dr. Fauci is wrong on everything. Now, to have a White House aide undermining deliberately our top coronavirus fighter on this front line, on this war, is outrageous. The White House says, oh, we didn't authorize Peter Navarro to do that. Peter Navarro should be fired. He should be canned, and canned now. Because you don't do that. If you're working for the White House and representing the White House, and you're putting out a column that says that Dr. Fauci is wrong about everything, then either the president backs you up and agrees with you, and you were expressing what the president said, or you're distorting the president's point of view. And by the way, Trump has said, I like and respect Dr. Fauci. I don't agree with him on everything. But that implies that he's not wrong on everything, because Trump agrees with him sometimes. And the idea that Peter Navarro, who's a very, very extreme on the whole issue of trade right now, at a time when America needs to do anything we can to crawl back out of this economic hole, he really should be part of a shakeup if Trump wants to save his administration. Appreciate, Peter, your call. RJ, in Tacoma, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Good afternoon, Michael. Well, I got actually two questions now. I know you keep saying that you're not really happy about the way Trump handled the virus. I'd like you to explain maybe, A, why you think the Democrats do such a wonderful job. They always seem to like to invite diseases over here, like Ebola and et cetera. There's consequences to that. So I just don't know if I totally agree with you on that. But, you know, come on, Michael.
Let me answer your question. RJ, let me answer your question.
Yep. Sure.
The United States is, by any measure, the richest, most powerful, most advanced country in the world. We do have an outstanding medical care system and an outstanding public health system. The World Health Organization actually did a rating where the United States was number one in terms of preparations for a pandemic. Something went wrong. There are a bunch of things that went wrong. And part of it is built into our federal system. You can't get all the governors on the same page, and there was political manipulation on both sides. And I don't think the governors did such a perfect job. But you do have to accept the idea that the virus isn't magically going away. We right now have a tremendous increase in cases compared to anywhere else. And there has to be some kind of responsibility for the leader of the country in terms of a response that is so much worse than Germany's. Right now, Germany had, last week, it had, I believe it's 1/50th of the new cases with a population of 80 million as Florida with a population of 21 million. Dave, in Las Vegas, Nevada, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Michael, I couldn't disagree with you more on this one. I think that it is spot on with Peter Navarro. I read that article several days ago about...
Why didn't he clear it with the White House?
Because I think this was planned through the White House to expose Fauci to what he is. I think these people don't know what...
So wait, you're saying that President Trump
really
is lying?
Mike. Pardon me?
Are you saying that President Trump is lying when he says he didn't approve it?
Well, I think it's kind of like, what do they say, for crying out loud, I can't think of the expression right now. I think this was definitely, though, planned. And I think lying is a strong word, but I think he wanted to put it out there. I really think that these guys are just...
Okay, why does it help our country?
Hold on, Michael. I want to be clear on this. I think that there's so many people right now that are in the scientist community that are throwing stuff at the wall to see if it sticks. And I really, you know, how can these figures globally be so off when I see everybody wearing masks now? Everybody's wearing masks. And, you know, they throw stuff on the news where people are at the beaches, you know. And even then, I think people are keeping 6 feet apart, you know, when they're outside. And I'm pretty passionate about this as well. More people I talk to that are very centered people on this subject are saying, hey, something's wrong here. Okay? They're throwing all these things, and I think there's an agenda on the other side on this whole thing.
Okay, what do you think the agenda is? Wait, Dave?
Yes, sir.
What do you think the agenda is?
I think the agenda is on the left to shut down this economy so Trump doesn't get reelected. I really do.
In other words, that all these people on the left are willing to take enormous losses in their own personal wealth and well-being, that
I think they would throw anybody under the bus on this, and that's evident of what they've done to Trump and this whole tenure in presidency, Michael.
Hold on.
Okay.
If Trump believes that, or thinks that even could be true, why did he convene this coronavirus task force where Dr. Fauci and Dr. Adams, the Surgeon General who Trump appointed, and Dr. Birx, who Trump appointed, they all seem to agree? And if President Trump doesn't agree with them, or he thinks they have some kind of malevolent agenda, why doesn't he fire them?
Because he has to. He has to because of the public image that they've portrayed right now. For crying out loud, they're making T-shirts about you right now. Okay? And the thing is the media is driving this so much now that they're using Fauci as a weapon against this.
What do you mean using him as a weapon against Trump? Fauci has been incredibly careful not to criticize the president. And the point is, I think that you will find that most people, including the people who are listening to us right now, understand that Dr. Fauci is a hero. And he is someone who has devoted his life to trying to save lives. And if you look at his record in presidents who are Republicans and Democrats, the idea that people like Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and Jerome Adams, who is the Surgeon General of the United States and the head of the FDA and all of the rest of these people who are involved in this, the idea that they so much want to destroy Trump, because the point is, right now, if we are struggling against the virus and we have this new upsurge in cases, it doesn't make the coronavirus task force look good. And I do think that what you're saying about Trump very possibly allowing Peter Navarro to make that statement could be true. He hasn't met with Dr. Fauci in 5 weeks. And that's ridiculous. The entire thing is ridiculous. And I think what Gerald Seib said is that if Trump wants any hope of competing in this election, and that's really the issue, and winning an Electoral College victory, he's going to have to get it right. Because if the coronavirus pandemic is still raging, this will be a pandemic election. And that's not what Trump wants for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.